Well, the brawl continues over China's interest in an Australian island in the Whitsundays. And Federal MP George Christensen is demanding answers as to why the Queensland government hasn't done something about it. In 2019, Queensland approved a 99-year lease of the island called Keswick Island. It's about 30 k's off the coast of Mackay. They gave it to a company called China Bloom. And they've closed the airstrip, shut the boat ramp, banned holiday rentals. They've put keep out signs and boulders all over the place. They've even put padlocks on the national park. George Christensen has written to the Queensland Minister for Resources, Scott Stewart, but the minister responsible doesn't want a bar of it. George Christensen, the Federal MP for Dawson in North Queensland, joins me on the line. George, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
You've done your best, but they don't seem to care.
No, and you've given a pretty good description of the history of Keswick, although there's one thing to note. You know, in 2019, when they transferred the head lease or approved the transfer of the head lease to China Bloom, there was an Australian consortium that the state government could have approved it going to, but they didn't. So they went with this foreign company, and what we've seen is all of this mayhem since. And now when the residents via me and also directly have taken their concerns to the state government, all they are told simply is go get a lawyer, basically, go and mediate this. Well, the state government owns the island, you know. The state government leases it out to this foreign company that's causing issues with the residents. So why don't the state government, the owner of the island, actually do something about it?
Can you describe what happened when you recently set foot on Keswick Island?
Mate, I've got to say, the first thing that I noticed when I set foot on Keswick Island was the presence of a security guard, like, peeking through the bushes at what we were doing. And the residents actually tell me that this is not uncommon. Security are looking at them all the time, noting they're coming and going. Driving past their house at all hours of the day and night, very, very intimidating. And you know, it's not something that you would expect in modern Australia to have a privately owned security firm like checking on your on what you're doing all the time. But this is, I guess, just part and parcel of the sort of what they've come to expect from their landlords.
The people living on the island have clearly had their quality of life taken away. Some have had access to the island taken away. What do you want to say to Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier, who does not seem to care?
Well, what I want to say to Anastasia is, can you stick up for these Queenslanders that are sublessees and property owners on the island and residents of the island? I mean, stick up for the Queenslanders rather than a foreign-owned company. It's pretty simple stuff. I mean, if you can't get fair and free and safe access to that island or around the island, then there's a very, very big problem. They, being on the island, I saw all of those keep-out signs that you're talking about, and just almost pathetic, tedious stuff like big boulders placed in the way of access areas to beaches, big gates that were across access areas to parts of the national park. These are the things, you know, are just annoying to the residents, but they cut off the free and fair access that all Queenslanders, not just the residents, should have to this island.
Well, it's amazing that there haven't been more questions asked in Queensland of the Minister Scott Stewart and the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, but at least you're asking some questions in Canberra. Before I let you go, I just want to raise with you a photograph that came across my desk recently of you sitting in our federal parliament sporting what appeared to be a mullet.
Yeah, well, it's not quite a mullet, but it's been accused of being a mullet quite unfairly, Ben. But, yeah, the hair's getting a bit long, actually. I'll try and blame Corona. I don't know that that's the real reason, but we'll see how long it can get.
George, it's a mullet.
You've got to have the short back, the short sides to be the mullet. There's no short sides at the moment.
I'm not going to have you live on the air denying the existence of a mullet when I've seen photographic evidence.
I'll concede it's very mullet-like at the moment. It's probably the first one that's been sported in the parliament. So there you go.
When's it copping the chop?
Well, the missus hasn't said anything too much about it yet, but as soon as that happens, it's off.
Be loud and proud. Just let it grow, okay?
Will do.
Good on you, George. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Ben.
George Christensen, who's going into bat for the residents of Keswick Island. And I'm glad he is, because the Queensland government is nowhere to be seen.